If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jahad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Jabid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
My pleasure. Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
You're welcome. We are still actually in the month of Ramadan, this blessed month of God. In which we try to touch on some of the jurisprudential laws related to fasting and the month of Ramadan. Well, and one of those important concepts that come about, is especially at the beginning or end of each month, is the sighting of the crescent, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, people in fact actually stare at the sky to see or to sight whether they can see the crescent of the previous month or the next or the future month, right?
Yes.
So that they can determine whether it is the end of the month or the beginning of the month. And usually we come about or we face three categories, three situations,
sure,
three scenarios. One of them is that the crescent, the moon crescent, in fact, sets in before the sunset. And one scenario is that both of them can be seen up in the sky. And the other one is that the crescent, in fact, sets after the sunset. Would you talk about all of these cases and how whether it is enough, actually, or which one of these scenarios would help us, determine the end and the beginning of the month?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, as you rightly mentioned, the issue of establishing the crescent of the month of Ramadan is a very critical issue. It begins with in the end or in the beginning of the month, maybe especially in the month of Ramadan, when people want to establish the moon and sight it with their eyes or with equipments. Anyhow, when it comes to the question you raised, whether the moon can be seen before the sunset or during the sunset or after the sunset, of course, in all the three cases, sighting the crescent, is enough to be established. Mm-hmm. If it is sighted any time around the sunset, before it, after it, or maybe during the sunset, it is considered as sufficient, and the start of the lunar month is established.
Mm-hmm, I see. One of the other questions comes to the mind of our dear audience might be, using some kind of technological advancement.
Yes.
If we use, for example, something like binoculars or telescope or whatever, is that okay? I mean, is it all right to use these tools in order to sight the crescent?
Yeah. Well, this is a very contentious issue because the scholars, the religious authorities are somehow polarized around this issue. Because they differ in their opinions among themselves. And some scholars are of the view that we should not use binoculars, telescopes, and the likes to establish the beginning of the month, of the lunar month, and some others quite support these devices saying there's no problem as long as you know, as you are using these items and the beginning of the month is established, so there's no objection. So as we can see, we have to say with regard to the opinion of His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, may he live long. Of course, he is of the view that the sighting of the new crescent with these instruments can be established because they are reliable tools, and the ruling does not differ from that of the naked eyes. If you cannot see with the naked eye, and the moon or the crescent, there is no objection to you take up, for example, binoculars and see and look for the crescent in the sky or in the horizon to find it.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Stay with us.
Ya Allah, thank you for another chance standing at my door. Ya Allah, you've given me hope, delivered this gift right to my home. Marhab, marhab, ya Ramadan, ahi qulubana bil Qur'an.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIP English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to the month of Ramadan and fasting. Sheikh Javid, we are talking about the crescent and the different scenarios that are available in order to, for example, mark the end of Ramadan and the beginning of the next month, which is Shawwal, right?
Yes.
So if the local people cannot see or cannot sight the moon, basically, but the radio or television announces the beginning of Shawwal for that particular day, right?
Yeah.
Like we usually call it the Yom HaShek, right?
Yes.
That whatever translation which is available for that, a dubious day or whatever. So people have doubts.
Yes.
Whether that day is particularly the end of Ramadan or the beginning of Shawwal. What should they do in that scenario?
I believe it depends largely on where we live, whether we live in countries like Pakistan or Iran, or we live in Arab countries like the UAE or Qatar or Saudi Arabia. So those countries actually have their own method of establishing the beginning of the month of Shawwal. And the Islamic Republic of Iran has its own special method. So I think we cannot say that, when the announcement is made by a government, then we have to act according to the announcement. Like in Saudi Arabia, we see that they announce the Eid day sometimes even one day before, sometimes before the announcement made by the Islamic Republic of Iran. So I think it is necessary to make sure that the moon has been sighted, because the Shia scholars unanimously believe that the moon has to be sighted, while some of the Arab countries in the region do not go for that. They do not believe that the moon has to be sighted because they think that the moon is there but it is not visible. It's hiding somewhere behind in the horizon, so we cannot find it. So when 29 days or 30 days have passed, they begin breaking their fast and declaring the Eid day. That's
so
not the case.
Visibility of the crescent or the sighting of the moon or crescent is not a must for them.
For them, yes. But for us, it's a must. We must be sure. that the moon has been sighted, either by way of a telescope or by binoculars or any other devices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody has to follow his own mujtahid when it comes to mm-hmm. this issue especially.
Yes.
So, for example, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that, okay, devices such as telescope and, you know, binoculars mm-hmm. are enough.
Mm-hmm.
But some other religious scholars who live or who sit in the holy city of Najaf are of the view that no, these are not these should not involve
uh-huh.
you know
okay.
the sighting of the moon should not involve these devices instruments. Rather, the moon has to be sighted and okay. established with the naked eyes.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javed, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to fasting and the month of Ramadan. Sheikh Javed, I was talking about the sighting of the moon, and if it is difficult to ascertain the beginning of, for example, the month of Ramadan, or the end of it, like Eid al-Fitr.
Yes.
All right, which is the beginning of the next month, which is Shawwal. Well, because of inability, for example, to observe or to sight the crescent, all right, whether at the beginning of the month or the end of the next month, due to, for example, some climate conditions, like, for example, clouds, all right,
yes.
which makes it impossible, in fact, for people on the earth to sight the crescent, right? If you live, for example, in Japan,
yes,
let's say, all right, can you or is it permissible for those people, for the Muslims in Japan, to go by the horizon of the Middle East, like Iran, for example?
Well,
what should they do? What's the rule?
Well, the horizon, these two countries, like, for example, Iran and Japan, do not seem to have the same horizon, because Japan is many thousand miles away from Iran. And in the eye of custom, of course, they do not seem to have the same horizon. When the moon is sighted there, it doesn't mean that it will be sighted here in Iran. So people in those countries, in, for example, in Japan, as you gave the example, it can follow their own horizon, and the people in the Middle East should have their own horizon, and they do have it, but they cannot start fasting or break their fast relying on the horizon of Japan.
So you mean there is a condition which needs to be met, and that is the sameness of
the
horizon.
Sameness
so
of horizon.
Would you talk a little about this? We don't have much time.
The sameness of horizon, it means to be equal as far as the possibility and impossibility of sighting the moon crescent is concerned. When it comes to the possibility of sighting the moon.
How many miles or kilometers are we talking about?
We are not, talking in terms of miles or kilometers, you know. Uh-huh. Probably it could be many hundred miles, you know. But it has something to do with the possibility and impossibility of actually sighting the moon, in that horizon by people from both, let's say, countries or regions or areas.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Shastogi. And thank you, my dear listeners, for joining us, joining your own program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to touch on some of the jurisprudential laws related to fasting and the month of Ramadan, and in particular, we talked about sighting of the crescent. Thank you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh Allah, please unite us and guide us to paradise.